Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, March 8th. U.S. equity futures are not doing a whole lot this morning. You have S&P futures up 5 points. That's about 10 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up about 9 points. That's about 4 basis points. And you have Dow futures down about 30 points or 9 basis points. So very minimal movement so far in the U.S. In Europe, similar type of price action. The major indices are up modestly about 15 to 20 basis points. You are seeing outperformance in Europe in basic resources, chemicals, staples, luxury, financials, real estate, and energy. You're seeing underperformance in telecom, utilities, retail, and tech. Again, not huge movement in any of those sectors for the most part. In Asia, it was generally green across the board. The Nikkei rallied 23 basis points. The Hang Seng gained 75 basis points. The Shanghai comped finished higher by about 60 basis points. In terms of major news items for today, so just starting with central banks, you had 2 days of testimony from Powell this week, and then you had the ECB meeting and press conference yesterday. On an absolute basis, the rhetoric from both sides was dovish. I think versus expectations, though, it simply really confirmed what markets were already positioned for, which is cuts from both in June. You've seen expectations shift a tiny bit, but not really a whole lot. The Fed is not expected to act at the next two meetings, but the odds for a June cut are nearly 100%. And then the ECB, again, expected to skip the coming meeting, but cut in June. And the market is pricing in about 3 to 4 cuts in total for this year from each. So about 80 to 100 basis points, call it. And so again, dovish on both, but really kind of neutral versus expectations. For the BOJ, you've seen a ton of media commentary and press reports increasing the expectations for a March hike. You saw another one this morning. The Reuters talked about how BOJ officials are quote unquote leaning towards a March hike. Again, that largely is confirming expectations, not shifting them a whole lot. But that's kind of the state of monetary policy for this morning. No huge economic data out today that's really worth mentioning. On the political front, as far as Biden's State of the Union, nothing he said will impact markets. So I have commentary on in the piece. But as far as financial markets are concerned, rates and equities, really not a whole lot to say. On earnings, the big reports last night were Broadcom and Marvell. Both were quite bullish on artificial intelligence. For Broadcom, they're raising the guidance for the unit that houses their AI business. However, in each case, it's being offset by weakness in other parts of their business. So both those stocks are getting hit a little bit in pre-market trading. The problem is not AI, it's the non-AI stuff. You also had a bunch of other reports out last night, including in retail, Costco, and Gap. Gap had a very strong report as management turnaround steps bolster operating margins. That is everything as far as kind of the major news highlights for today. The calendar, the big focus will be on jobs. I have preview comments in the piece, so take a look at that. Quickly looking into next week, more February economic data for the U.S. So the CPI on Tuesday will obviously be very important. On Thursday, you get retail sales and the PPI. China will publish February economic data Sunday night, March 17th. You're going to get the outcome of important wage negotiations in Japan. So negotiations between companies and unions wrap up on March 13th. This is going to be a critical data point for the BOJ. Again, it looks very likely they will hike in March, but that will be kind of the final major data point. And on the earnings front next week, the big reports include Oracle Monday night, Kohl's Tuesday morning, Williams-Sonoma Wednesday morning, Lennar Wednesday night, Dollar General Thursday morning, and Adobe Thursday night. And then it'll be another busy week of sell-side conferences as well next week. And that is everything for today, Friday, March 8th. Thank you for listening.